Yo,
hey, what's up? It's your bro. It's the bashful bro hard Bali. You know what I mean? I'm a sports bro hard today, cause we return into a classic. It's sports day. What's up? You know, the truly nothing offensive, nothing that could get anyone injured or endangered anyone. This is the safe episode. This is the happy times. This is just a bolster morale, you know what I mean? I can't get in trouble for this shit. It's sports. And sports are the most passive, most fun, most nobody gets hurt, most brings everyone together as a family and no one gets angry and fights each other, you know what I mean? It's just a great topic to bring everybody together. So let's get it, cause oh boy, so much is fucking happening. It's Sports Day of the Year, the second annual Sports Day episode. So I'm bringing you the Grand Cosmic Cup. I talked about it a couple months ago and oh boy, it kicks off today. Oh my god, we'll talk about the top competitors, we'll talk about the racetracks and all the areas they'll be going through. Will they be going through your region? We'll talk about it. We'll also talk about the Blarg Bowl. Oh boy, the annual Blarg Bowl. But this year was a little different, a little weird, because they had to do the virtual bowl. Oh man, different vibe, but same old sport and same old good times. I'll be giving you a review and a recap on that thing, and oh my god, we've been talking about it. Holy shit, the Ancient Wrestle pay-per-view is here. Slamtopia 67. Oh my goodness, I cannot fucking wait. Minotaur, Adam, Chrome Dome. There's gonna be so many good people. But the problem is, and I've been getting updates, but I haven't found a full stream or a full feed to confirm this, but I have heard big trouble. Big trouble is happening at this pay-per-view, because it seems the sus vigilante group of superhumans known as the Savior Squad has invaded DEW. What the fuck are the Saviors doing? Why are these metahuman motherfuckers coming into my wrestle show threatening to destroy all of DEW, Dynamo Elite Wrestling, forever? And I've got access to the stream. I found it. I'm gonna get it going. But I need to confirm some stuff. So that and plenty more on Sports Day, the annual Sports Day in Greece Valley Radio today. Oh boy. All right, so let's get started with the Grand Cosmic Cup, the fucking race of the decade. You know what I mean? It happens once a decade, and it's always the best fucking race to ever happen. It's finally here. But now the marathon really begins. You thought coming to this point was the long part. The long part is the race being scheduled for 4 months this era. Some eras it goes for 2 months, a couple weeks. So that one time it went on for a whole year. What the fuck? This time it's scheduled for 4 months, give or take. It could go longer, it could go shorter. Hopefully the first person will cross the line at 4 months, but the last person, Jesus Christ, they could be coming in at fucking 9 months, 12 months in. Starting in Beach City, oh my god, don't even get me started on that place. I got to actually see the Atlantic Highway, and to imagine it all rigged up with all the Inertron decorations, and all the streamers, and all the flags, and banners, and all the racers, the city must be fucking amazing right now. And of course, Beach City of the Golden Coast will be the start and finish of this race. Now, you might know what that means. That means they're going around the whole fucking broken World, baby. I'll get into the racetracks in a bit and exactly what courses they will be going. But I just gotta say, the Golden Coast has a vested interest with all of this. And they're like, they're the starting point and the ending point. Ain't that hella convenient? This whole thing's about war morale with the warring kingdoms and the warring states fighting each other all the time. Golden Coast really takes advantage of every propaganda moment they have to say, we're better than everyone else. And winning the Grand Cosmic Cup would definitely prove that they're better than all of us. You know, not to be trusted. I'm suspicious that they're, you know, drugging some of the racers. They're rigging up some of the cars when nobody's looking. I don't know. I'm just saying, watch out for the golden hand. If you see golden handprints on any of those cars, I probably wouldn't drive that shit. Fucking secret societies out there. You gotta be careful. Let's get into the top competitors, though, and talk about the Golden Coast. Their buy-in entrance is gonna be the Golden Limousine. The Golden Limo, armed to the teeth, a luxury 15-wheel titanium limousine, will be hurtling down the Atlantic Highway. They're thinking this is their best shot. Last time they put in the Golden Monster Truck, and that one didn't get too far. But I'm saying this Golden Limo, this thing's looking spooky because it's not made out of gold. That was the problem with the Monster Truck. I mean, it was made out of gold, so it immediately got crashed into once and immediately fell apart. Now, I'm saying this titanium, they just did a gold drip on the outside. This titanium armoring is gonna really keep them going hard. And, I will say they have that 12-person crew led by Maximum Throttle. Now, I will give Maximum Throttle their fucking, you know, their accolades, their everything. I mean, she's fucking romping the scene ever since even the fucking money era, I've heard. I don't know how she's staying so young out there. Something with a golden hand, maybe. I mean, I'm not throwing any accusations, but I'm saying the Grease Valley favorite? Oh boy, we're talking all the way from the Red Rock Kingdom. It's fucking Chromatic. Bull! Hey, yo! We did that. We got him his engine parts. We helped him rig up the help him upgrade his sentient monster truck. Helen! Chromatic Bull and Helen, an unstoppable duo. Truly, once you could communicate with the engine of your car with the English language, you'll be able to understand each other on a whole nother fucking level. That's why the Grease Valley is rooting for you, Chromatic Bull. We're really hoping through for you. And, you know, he's got some hard competitors out there. There's also Silk Spider, a sponsored racer, a major sponsored racer. They have like 15, 30 sponsors, but the Silk Spider obviously being their main sponsor. And they actually rigged up this crazy vehicle with like, it's like a six-legged vehicle, like with arching legs that have wheels on the end. And it could go on sea, it could hover above shit. It's kind of like Akira. You ever seen those spider bots? And Akira, it's kind of like that. It's crazy. I've never seen anything like it. It's purple and red, and I think it's looking pretty spooky out there. And nobody even knows who the driver is. It's a mystery driver in there. We don't know what their skills or capabilities are. The Broken Coast coming out with a crazy contestant, but last but not least, one of the top, the last top competitor I will mention is the Jade Fortress. Now, what the fuck? This is literally the Gemstones Horde 50-wheel semi-truck barreling down the fucking Pacific Ocean. I am terrified of this thing. It is seemingly unstoppable with its 160-person crew. They lose one person, they put another guy right in there. They're throwing bodies out of the fucking semi. They're jumping off and they're jumping onto other cars and ruining those cars. Now, those are the four top competitors, but there are at least 200 contestants going into this. And the different race regions they'll be going across, I mean, they're going across the Pacific Highway, avoiding ocean marauders, these giant sea bats that pick up cars and eat the steel from them, and even monsoon warlocks that go out there and practice their skills from the Appalachian Mage Academy. You gotta watch out for all of them. And then they get into the old world. They go all the way through the old world, unknown and unforgiving. There's no telling what will happen there. I I'm very excited to see what they might be able to find out there, because I have no updates on what's going on out there. And, you know, they will reconverge onto the Atlantic Highway in Wattub, Gibraltar. And then they'll take the Atlantic Highway all the way to the filthy states. Starting in the Broken Kingdom, they gotta navigate their way through all of the warring states to finally finish in Beach City. Now, I'm really excited too because I was actually able to get Chromatic Bull. I rigged up a camera to his rig. Helen said it was cool. So I'm hoping they could get some really good wasted landscape shots out there. Maybe even discover some new critters. It'll be kind of like Pokemon Snap, you know what I mean? My favorite game. You know, I'm excited. There are rumors of cannon rhinos, bush baby societies, even giant butterflies have been reported in Wattub, Spain. So I'm excited to see what they'll be able to find out there. And that's not even to mention all the sponsored quests they could be doing, that, you know, like little distractions on their long 4 month plus journey. I'm sure it's worth it, especially if you're like, if you know you're not going to win the race, you might as well hit some of these sponsored quests to get some extra loot so you still win in the end of the day. Stuff like recovering Roman relics, passing through old Enertron labs and raiding them for any useful materials that were left behind. I heard even Vulcan Industries is hunting ruined armories of old governments. So, you know, you find any of those, bring back some of the caches. Oh my God, Vulcan Industries will pay you so good, I've heard. You know, my bets and my hopes are there. Whoa! Holy moly, there they go! It's begun! Everybody, okay, this is the marathon though, don't get too excited. Now we got the months long race of the decade, baby. Oh boy, I wish all the contestants a lucky survival. Over 200 coming in. I anticipate maybe 30 will make it through the whole race. We'll see what happens. And number one, it's all about being number one, baby. Chromatic Bull, pull it through. I'll bring you updates over time. But I have finally got a stable feed for motherfucking DEW Slamtopia. So let's get to it. It's that Grease Valley Radio. Yo, Slamtopia 67. I'm so excited. This is the best pay-per-view of the whole year every time. I swear to God, way better than anything that, WW Shmee is putting out, you know, that trash ass shit. I hated wrestling for so long until actual competition arose. And oh my God, I had to confirm if this invasion angle was a shoot or a work before I fucking aired it, because, you know, I was a little worried. And I needed some more details before reporting. I don't like to report shit just like live and stuff. You guys know that nowadays. I've learned my lessons, or at least I'm trying. And I've got to confirm this is a shoot. Like, this isn't them faking. This isn't like them being like, oh no, metahumans are gonna stop our wrestling. No, like, this is a shoot. I think these people are genuinely here to kill them. This is a real issue. The Savior Squad and their leader, Olympus Jackson. Now, Olympus Jackson said to have the power of the sun. I don't fully know what that means, but he's super strong, super fast, shoots motherfucking solar beams from his fingertips. I'm worried. They claim to destroy DEW Dynamo Elite Wrestling and dismantle the belts for parts. It's disgusting. How are you gonna stop my wrestling? Fuck these guys. I'm hoping every one of them gets beat up. Now, because of this invasion, it seems almost every match has been canceled. They gotta deal with these Savior Squad motherfuckers. And the new headlining match is Olympus Jackson versus the independent galactic Earth Gaia King of Kingdoms galactic champion motherfucking Orange Killionaire. Oh my God, they are the best. The non-binary wrestling champion. I cannot fucking wait to see what they pull off in there. It's gonna be an amazing time. And apparently, instead of any other matches, it's just gonna be the Hunger Stampede is turned into the Survival Stampede. Oh my God, no other matches. It's literally just this. all the wrestlers got to defend themselves. Hey, I'm rooting for Minotaur Adam, my favorite nuclear barbarian. Now, the rules of the Survival Stampede seem to be, originally the Hunger Stampede was going to be 14 tag teams go in, only one of them makes it out. But now it seems to be all 29 DEW wrestlers that were originally in it are going to have to fight the 35 superhumans of the Savior Squad. Now, all these DEW wrestlers, they're going to have the home field advantage being in the toxic jungle. They've set up spots. They know what they want to do here. They've taken plenty of bumps here. This is new territory for the Savior Squad. So even though they have numbers, I have faith that my wrestle horde can pull through. And especially with people like the nuclear barbarian Minotaur Adam helping them out. The whole ex-football posse, the Golden Caribou. Oh my god, Chrome Dome and his posse. I'm so excited. But you know, they're fighting Dul Tuca literally. Like, what the fuck? That guy has laser kicks. That guy has laser kicks and then turns invisible. I don't know how this shit's gonna turn out. Now, we'll bring you some updates. It seems they have already begun. The bell hasn't even rung. There's already chaos in the toxic jungle. Now, like I said, DEW, this company cohesion they have is really going to help. These 29 wrestlers know each other like it's the back of the hand, you know what I mean? Even if they hate each other, they respect each other. These superhumans, they don't give a fuck. They just get all drunk and hide up and they fucking fight all the time. They don't have any cohesion. That's why Chrome Dome and his crew, oh my god, he's already strung up 6 of the saviors from a fucking tree. These are baby ass metahumans. That one literally just has bark skin. That one has a scorpion tail. Is that's his frog lady. That's it. She doesn't even have like a long tongue. She just jumps high. That's her power. She jumps high. Bruh, jumps high. You're gonna get motherfucking suicidoed from a tree line. You know what I mean? Oh shit. Yeah, hyper speed suplex onto one of the DEW wrestlers. Oh no. That's Johnny Malark. Oh no. I couldn't make out who it was with the hyperspeed, but that's gotta be Bobby Cheetah. Bobby Cheetah, the fastest stoner in all of the filthy states. Oh my god, looks like he's being challenged by versus bum 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 best fiends. The best fiends, two of the most relatable moon crack fiends in the whole world. These addicts, these are my boys. These are guys I want to drink with, you know what I mean? These are dudes I want to smoke a shbliz with. So I'm rooting for them, of course. I mean, Bobby Cheetah. But essentially, like, I mean, the Safety Squads has the numbers, but they only have 4 actual members that actually matter, and one of them being fucking Bobby Cheetah, the fastest man in the world. I mean, yeah, the rest of them, like I said, fucking bark skin, motherfucking, that dude is dog legs. I don't know what that's gonna do for you, buddy. Oh my god, oh my god, oh, the best fiends have got him in a tandem Boston Crab. Oh my god, Bobby Cheetah is screaming for his... Oh my god, Bobby Cheetah ain't running no more. Dude got snapped in half with a Boston Crab. Oh my god. We can't celebrate for too long. Here's one of the other 4. Oh my god. The Necropian Cyclops. The Cyclopic mage. She's hiding under a hood. Using all of her Necropian powers. She's got like 1 billion magic items under there. A consumable for every scenario. Truly. Right now she's taking on 3 different tag teams. I don't know if they'll be. Oh my god. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Oh, that's a lariat from hell. Oh no. That's the grave digger tombstone. Oh no. Oh no. You can't be calling back to motherfucking doofbag. Oh. Oh. Oh no. It seems that the Necropian Cyclops has just killed 1/2 of the tag team champions. Justice Malone is dead. Will his tag team partner Lawford Jones? Oh my god. Oh my god. He just hit a grunge core senton. Oh my god. The Cyclops is on her feet. No, oh, what? Oh. I thought she was on skates, but she's actually unfazed. She's truly a monster. Oh my god, she's resurrecting Justice Malone and making Justice Malone's corpse fight Lawford Jones. This is horrible. I don't want to watch this. I don't want to see a tag team torn apart and then made to fight each other with your shitty magic. Oh no. Oh no. The Cyclops is wearing both of the tag belts right now. Wait, it's a two-belt Crusader? But wait a second. Hurricanrana! Hurricanrana! Minotaur Adam, the nuclear Hurricanrana! Out of nowhere. Oh my god. He actually cracked open the Cyclops' head. I think that's a new unified tag champion. Minotaur Adam, the new belt holder. Oh my god, oh my god, two of the four are dead. This is great. Hey, no, my feed just got cut. No, okay, I'm gonna server hop. Okay, what the fuck? None of the servers are up. There are 7 links and none of these servers are working. I fucking hate shit feeds. Let's cut to some commercials while I try to look around. There's gotta be an active feed somewhere. I fucking hate when I miss my wrestling. Cut to commercial.
Hey, you have a wish for your muscles to be more aligned? You want more knowledge in your muscle, more muscle memory? What's up? Golag Flex Pack. I've been working out my whole life ever since I was a little baby, and I'm bringing you the supplement knowledge powder. Now, does your significant other look at you like you're a moldy sack of pittiness? Like you're a bunch of fucking wet cats in a bursack sack all meowing at once? Do your muscles need to smarten the fuck up already? Yo, I got the solution just for you. Start hoarding and engorging on these fucking powders. Before the government tries to take them away for you. The government's always hated supplement powders. They want to keep it out of your mouth. Robert De Niro's like, it's just an orange, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm trying to bring it back to you guys. Made by the trusting opal farmers with only the finest organic materials. Yo, I'm telling you right now, this is gonna change your life. Go ahead and order yourself some of the supplemental knowledge powder today. Order your first gallon now and get a free flex pack while you out it. Hey, you know what I mean? It's your boy, Golag Flex Pack. Howdy.
I'm still trying to find a fucking working server for Slamtopia. I'm looking all over. I'm hoping maybe one will pop up. The headline match is coming up. I cannot miss it. But in the meantime, let me bring you the Blarg Bowl updates. You know, get our mind off of that, because this was a weird Blarg Bowl. This was the year of the virtual bowl. Pissed off a lot of people, but you know, we gotta be safe in these warring times. I don't give a fuck about your shitty sports. We gotta be safe. Is, you know, a little different, but it's the same old shit. And you know me, the virtual bowl. I've been huffing virtual bowls since I was in City College. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. This year, like I mentioned, because of all the warring kingdoms and all this fighting and all this horrible shit, they had to go Thunderdome style, like that one WrestleMania, you know what I mean? Way back in the Plague era. That shit was weird. That shit was like awesome, but weird to just see like millions of screens set up around a ring and then dudes throwing each other like into the screen. Bizarre. But they had to do what they had to do because each of the warring kingdoms sent a representative team. I mean, not all of them, but the ones that could, like the good people like us. I mean, when we had to send them to a secret location, none of us were able to actually know where this is because they wanted to avoid any invasion angles. I mean, clearly. nearly DEW posted where they were, and then they got invaded. So, you know, you gotta be safe out here. Let me mention some of those teams out there, because, oh my god, from the Golden Coast, you have the Golden Hammers. They're very concerning, just chucking hammers around this mall. If you forgot Blarg Ball, you know, much like dodgeball, but played in a mall. You got teams, you throw any kind of item at someone, it hits them, they're out. Easy as that. You know, no bouncies, no off the wall. I think off the walls actually counted in this one, but you know, no groundsies. That shit's always bullshit. The Gemstone Council was there. The least favorite of all the teams. Fuck these fucking addicts. The Warriors of Wax showed up. I don't know about them. I'm always sussed out by the Wax Legion. I don't know what they're up to over there. They used to be attacking us, but now they're just chilling. I don't know. The Blarg Star Rangers from the Lone Star Gunmongers came out. Some of the best sharpshooters in the world is what they claim, but I think they're just a bunch of alt-right assholes who need to get fucking shot in the head, because hey, it's the Grease Valley Grease Hawks. Let's go, Hawks. Let's go. Let's go, Birds! Go, Birds! Yeah, me on that good shit. Let's go, Grease Hawks. I was flying my greasy towel. I was whipping it around. I had my vegan nachos. I was ready to watch a whole fucking match. It was amazing. And like, let me just tell you, everybody and from every team had all of their superstitions on full charge. I heard rumors that the Gemstoners were drinking gallons of liquid crystal before the match. I heard motherfucking the Wax Legion set up a whole wax village and then burnt it down just to fucking, you know, do a ritual to ensure their win. Even the Gunmongers, I think I literally heard it. They did a million round salute. I don't even know why you would waste that much ammo. I heard dozens of them died from falling bullets. Motherfucking idiots, but you know, everybody does their sports superstitions in their own ways. And now, we all knew the Gemstone Council would be the first to be eliminated. I mean, let's be real. They sent in like their old fucking dinky ass drugged up dudes. They're not gonna be able to dodge golden hammers. They're not gonna be able to dodge greasy ass dodgeballs. So, you know, they were out pretty easy, but in a fucking surprise upset. I mean, the Golden Hammers were the second ones to be eliminated. And of course, the Golden Coast was claiming that there's cheating, claiming that people were interfering, all this bullshit. Nah, y'all just lost. That just happens sometimes. They can't take their L's. And, you know, of all the years to be eliminated second, this one's probably the best, because, I mean, I was like, oh, the Grease Hawks have a great chance now that the Golden Hammers are out. And then somehow, they claimed because of a mass ritual that the giant mega mall they were in crumbled, leaving all the teams to die, and the game ending in a tie. Now, most people are assuming this is just like a work from the Blarg Ball companies to, you know, like try to end the war and try to really send a message of like, war will get us all dead, so let's stop. But we're all like, hey, fuck you, where's my team? Where them Grease Hawks at? You killed them all, you murdered them, you monsters. I mean, it was a rough one to have a tie in such a, I mean, this meant a lot to all of us. Like I said, the war morale in these sports is crazy. So to win would have been really big push for the Grease Valley, but you know, I guess a tie is better than somebody else. Wait a second. I just actually saw a feed pop up. This is a new DEW feed just popped up. Let me look into it. Let me get into it. It seems my equipment's malfunctioning. It's acting all fuckety now. God damn it. God damn it. What is this stream? Fuck. This is why you don't just click links. God damn it.
What's up, you fucking grease brats, you stupid scum fucks? Welcome back to a real podcast. No more of that dumb baby shit. We talk it. Oh my god, it's your host, Malin, the sex god. fucking the stupid dumbass wrestle shit. Man, only fucking hunks in my chat room. Only the coolest incels in my chat room. Now let's get this straight. This invasion angle, so fucking weak, so fucking stupid. I hate storytelling. And when I come to wrestling, I'm here for big beefy men slamming bods. That's what I'm here for. And these dumb motherfuckers want to write a story and pay a million writers and try to actually come up with matches. You idiots! Just hire big men to fucking beef bods! This invasion angle fucking stupid. Of course they're trying to do a superhero work shoot on these fucking marks, buying into every second of it. Superheroes? You are literal superheroes and you're wrestling? Y'all a fucking idiot! Oh my god, don't even get me started on all the intergender matches either. I'm just fucking sick of this culture and what this business is dying! It's been dying since the Attitude Era. Everyone out there, advertisement minute. Don't forget your healthy helping of protein gunpowder. A gram a day keeps the bullets away. Don't be a fucking idiot out there.
Hello. Hey, asshole. Hey, fuckface. I've got my buddy Ripley right here tracking your fucking location right now. We got you, you scummy little fucking rat. I'm gonna get your ass, Malin.
Fucking A, these fucking libtard, these doxing ass, these cancel culture fuck faces. God damn it. Alright, boys. I'm gonna go dark. Go ahead and check out any of my 5 ghost accounts. I'll be on one of those things. God damn it. Fuck these idiots. Laser tits out.
Stupid ass fucking trolls nowadays. God. Ayo, we're back. I got my feed back. I got my stream back, my podcast back. Fucking Malin, like always, but like I said, we tracking that motherfucker. You don't have much more time left, you dumb motherfucker. We're solving our problems. And we even freed up the DW stream. All 7 links are working. Y'all can hop back on to fight .ca right now. It's all good and right in time for the headlining spot fest. I mean, the match has started, but like, let's be real, I just wait for the spot fest to get going. Orange Killionaire, our cosmic galactic champion, just hit a tornado dropkick on the challenger, Olympus Jackson. Olympus Jackson acting like the power of the sun's gonna save his ass, but not today. Okay, Orange Killionaire gonna fuck you up. Oh my god. Like I said, Jackson has vowed to destroy all wrestle hordes in a promo before this, calling them all fake heroes, and that the Savior Squad's the only people actually saving anyone nowadays. Saving people? I don't know. It looks like y'all are killing people right now. And it seems like Olympus Jackson has actually made the threat that tonight he's gonna kill all wrestlers and melt all belts into one single crown that he will wear around his penis. You know what I mean? His peep is disgusting. This guy's gonna make a mockery of my wrestling. No, thank you. Okay, kill this guy already. Oh my god. And Killionaire is a master of reversals. Every time Jackson goes in for a lariat or tries to hit a motherfucking suplex, Killionaire reverses that shit. Oh my god, Schoolboy. Oh my god, Rat Trap. All the good kind of pins. Oh no, Killionaire is stuck in the torture rack. Jackson is truly doing the solar torture rack, ripping all of the life out of our champion. Oh no, hey, it's the faint, Killionaire slips out. Oh my god, You only get to see this move once in a lifetime. Motherfucking Orange Killian there has pulled out their gun. Move! Holy shit. Oh, God! It's super effective! How'd they know? It was Olympus's one weakness. Bullets! Oh, my guy ripped through his flesh, and that guy's dying! The gun move, always the best move in wrestling. You know, I mean, holy shit. I can't believe that hella worked. Oh my God. And still, the independent galactic Gaio world champion. Okay. Orange Killianaire. Oh my God. DEW stays alive. My wrestling cord still gets to do week to week. Oh my God. But not without heavy casualties. This is it's definitely a rough time. Many dead wrestlers, but many more dead metahumans. I mean, this was a shoot angle of the year. I mean, if this match doesn't win at least like 5 PIW awards, I don't know what's going on. Even if this is a work angle, but like, I'm almost 100% it's not. That's been the, oh my God. And still, like, I'm so excited. Slamtopia 67 coming to a great wrap up. Let's also wrap up. Ayo, GVR to you. Yeah. Oh, felt so good. Fuck you, Malin. Malin laser tits, you alt-right piece of shit. You motherfucker. Not today. Not today. And it looks like DEW Slamtopia survives to fight another day. Oh my God. Dynamo Elite Wrestling with some of the best shit in the whole wide world. We got a new unified tag champion, Minotaur Adam. We got Orange Killianaire keeping their belt and being able to fend off Olympus Jackson. So much good shit. And I can't wait to bring you more updates. Oh my God. The Cosmic Cup. The Grand Cosmic Cup. The race of the decade. Happening over the next 4 months. So stick around for updates on that. And you know, shout out Chromatic Bull, bring home that win. And then, you know, a huge win for the Grease Valley today. And you know, maybe we'll even track down that motherfucking asshole. Maybe even make a new quest about it. Uh-oh, don't tell the town I said there, they'll get all worked up. You know what I mean? Let's get that checkup going. How clean is your water? Make sure your water is very clean. You don't want to be drinking toxic water. You don't want to be drinking parasite water. Little bugs in your water. Come on, you don't want that. Unless they're the good kind of bugs that keep it clean. But how much dank water do you have? You also want to collect that dank water for showers and baths and, you know, any of your dank who needs watering your garden. Gotta have a good garden. Nowadays, how else are you gonna eat? You know what I mean? How many internet chips you got? If you were logging into all the events I was logging into, you might have gone through a good amount of your internet chips, so you might need to go scavenge some more, maybe buy some from the Red Rock Market. You never know what's going on. Make sure you always have at least one or two, because you never know when you're gonna need in dire needs and need to access the internet to like ask people for help or, you know, like get in contact with a quest. And how your defenses looking? Just a reminder, set up some defenses, set up a fence, set up a little wall, set up a little like guard rabbit, set up, you know, like some syringe traps, put syringes outside of your front door in the mud. And then when people like try to sneak into your house, they'll step on the mud syringes and be like, ow, and then they'll get tetanus and die. You know, you gotta have your defenses and you gotta have your self-care. Look out out for yourself, but also understand the importance of a quarantine. Quarantining is very important, especially in, like, if you're sick, or if there's a pandemic, or if there's, like, any crazy shit. Don't underestimate the value of a quarantine. Every pandemic ever has been solved with it, so, you know, don't resist it. Just quarantine if you need to, but also provide the self-care that you need. Like, what's the last movie you watched? Watch a new movie, watch a new thing, you know what I mean? The last movie I watched, fucking Shining, that shit was bunk, that shit was not good. I mean, like, it was, I mean, Dr. Sleep was much worse. At least the fucking Shining had good composition, some neat visuals, motherfucking, you know what I mean? I hope you all enjoyed our annual Sports Day episode. You're gonna have to wait till next year to get more sports, because I refuse to do it more than once every year. And then congrats, like I said, to the unified tag champion Minotaur Adam and the independent galactic world champion Orange Killianaire. I will catch you all next week with another grimy ass Grease Valley Radio to you.
Grease Valley Radio was written, produced, and created by BBB/Sebastian Buderbaugh. All voice acting and narration, unless otherwise credited, was done by Sebastian B/BBB. And to find more of the show, find updates, go to Twitter, @GreaseRadio. You could find additional content on there, like quests. We post quests just like it's a quest board over there. Go check it out on Twitter, @GreaseRadio. And also, if you'd like to support the show, please leave us a free, absolutely free, Apple review. Man, 5 stars real quick helps grow the community and get this podcast in the ears of more listeners. Or pay me. Help me financially. I have a Patreon, @GreaseRadio, Grease Valley Radio. Go check it out. We got a $2 tier where you can get shouts out at the end of the episodes, like right here. And there are more tiers where you could be written into the lore of the Grease Valley. Go check it out on Patreon, @GreaseValleyRadio, or for a free option, leave an Apple review. It really means a lot. Thank you for supporting. And to find more content, go to SoundCloud or Bandcamp, type in Bullet Teeth, much like the artist slash gun bard you've heard on here. Go check them out. I've got tons of projects. We just released 2 singles in the past 2 weeks. Go check it out for new music produced by BBB. Thank you for checking all of it out. Thank you for hanging around. Thank you for being you. This has been Grease Valley Radio to you.